Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. My name is Luna Gray. If you are back for another episode, welcome back. If this is your first time listening, I'm sorry. And yes, my intros are always like this, chaotic and crazy. If you like what you hear, a review wherever you listen would help other kinky people find me, and I like to read your thoughts, so that's great. You can follow my Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, my Instagram at LunaTheKitten. You can join my special Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast, or you can click the link that is on the top of my Twitter and join my special podcast Discord server, where I am currently holding a challenge, which is if you go to the Discord and you join it, and you are one of the first 8 people to join, you might just pick a topic for the next episode. So there's your incentive. So go do one of the things. Intro music played, produced, blah, by Andre Louis, who is great. So tell him I said so. So, I am a peruser. Is that even a word? See, we're starting off on the wrong foot already. Of Reddit. I love Reddit. Reddit is fun. Reddit is great. It is also the place where weird things occur. And often, I see a post that is some variation of, how do I make my partner become more dominant or submissive? And I always want to respond. I never do, because most people already say it. But I always want to respond with 2 simple words. You can't. You just can't, okay? I'm sorry to say it, but you cannot make your partner do something they don't want to do. They don't feel comfortable doing it. So don't make them, first of all. And second, maybe they don't know that you want to, you know, have them be more dominant or submissive. The like main things that popped into my head when I see those posts are, 1, did you have this conversation with them? Do they know that you have these desires for them to do the thing, whatever the thing is? And if you haven't, then you should sit down, have a cup of coffee or wine or tea or whatever it is that you like to drink, and have a conversation. That's how I imagine my negotiations to go, and they have yet to do so, but whatever. Anyway, and then I always kind of wonder, maybe they have the same desires as you do, but they just haven't told you because they're afraid to. So, yeah, but you cannot make your partner be more dominant or submissive. It does not work that way. You can talk with them. You can tell them why you feel a certain way. You can give them time to process. You can, answer their questions. You can give them books to read and help them try to figure things out. But you cannot make them be more dominant or submissive. They either are or they're not. It's not. And if you do end up making your partner do a certain thing, eventually it's going to breed resentment, and they're gonna hate doing the thing, and they're gonna just be like unhappy. And nobody wants an unhappy partner. That's not nice. So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like that question gets asked so much, at least in one particular subreddit that I used to be a part of called BDSM Advice. It gets asked so many times a day, it seems like, and I hate that question. I hate it. I hate it so much. Because long, long ago, okay, not really that long ago, like a year ago, I told this story already, but I don't expect people to go back and listen to every single episode, because that's, no, don't do that to yourself. But a long, long time ago in my world, I was trying to do the poly thing, which, yay for poly. In theory, it works for me. In practice, that remains to be seen. But at this point, I'm not trying to do that with myself, because wounds take time to heal. Okay, moving on. So, my partners had wanted me to try to be more dominant with them and try to get them to submit to me, which was really awkward, because if you know me at all, you know that, well, I am the exact opposite of dominant. It does not. No. No. So I tried it, and honestly, like, it felt like the universe was out of balance. It felt wrong and bad and awful, and I hated it. I hated it for all of the 5 minutes that it might have lasted, but I will never do that again, ever. And I tried to tell them that domination is not for me, and they didn't really listen, and they were like, oh, you should switch it up and try something different. And I'm like, sometimes you just know things about yourself. And domination is one of those things that I know is not for me and never will be. So can we just, like, not, and pretend like this never even happened? Jesus. So my advice, because I know somebody wants to take something away from this, is have a conversation with your partner. Tell them why and how. Well, okay, maybe not why, because maybe you don't even know why. And if you're anything like me, maybe don't go into that, because then you're just going to have more questions than answers about yourself. Or at least that's kind of been my experience. So, like, have a conversation with your partner and tell them, hey, I really like it with, this goes for like anything. It doesn't even have to be domination and submission. It could be like anything, literally anything. But I'm just using domination and submission as an example because it's the most common, it seems. Hey, partner person, I really like when you blah, blah. Can we, like, do this more? Or I would like it if you were more dominant or submissive. And, you know, I would really like to explore this with you. And then they might say, well, what is that about? And then you move into, you know, what it is, what it isn't, that kind of thing. And because everybody has their misconceptions about kink and BDSM and all the things that entails. I'm pretty sure that most misconceptions are wrong. So, you know, clear the misconceptions, give them research material if you have it, give them good resources to look at, like Loving BDSM, Pink Kink Podcast, Evie Lupine's channel, What's the Safe Word, spelled WAATS, The Safe Word, Reddit. There are Facebook groups, but you gotta kind of be careful with that kind of thing, because there's some really just awful groups out there. And, yeah. But, this podcast, if you like this podcast and get something out of it, a little shameless self-promotion there. But, I mean, just the new and improved Loving Dominant. I don't remember who that's by. The new bottoming book, the new topping book. Don't remember who those are by either, but they're books that are a thing. I'm sure there are more, but those are the ones that I've seen talked about and recommend to people sometimes. So, yeah. Give them research. Give them resources like the ones I just mentioned, and talk to them and give them time to, like, process what is happening, because trust me, time is important when it comes to these sorts of things. And sometimes you might realize, speaking as the other person in this situation, you might realize that you've been missing the same thing. So, there's my advice. Take it for what it is, and I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. Thank you so, so much for listening. If you liked this podcast or got something out of it, you can send a voicemail at anchor.fm/subheart, and maybe I'll be nice and feature it on a future episode, because that's fun. You can join my Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. You can follow my Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, my Instagram at LunaTheKitten. You can also join my special podcast Discord server, where if you are one of the first 8 people left to join, which will make it 20 members. I know 20 is not very many, but which will make it to 20 members, you might just be able to make a topic for a future episode. You can also review the podcast wherever you listen to help other people find me and hopefully learn something too. Until next time, be a positive member of your BDSM community, stay kinky, stay safe, and let's keep filling the world with hearts.